Not the homosexuals trying to convince the American people that everyone is so happy and accepting of their abominable life choices, Deuteronomy 30:19, because you got to remember sin is moral, not physical. Well, then it's Kate Perry, the self-proclaimed little Christian, being burned at the cross. By the way, this is what they do to heretics. Gotta wonder what her daddy, the preacher's thinking right now. We also seen the little hypocrite, Beyonce, another self-professed Christian, showing the world what she has got. And of course, she did it all without shame. Friends, you do need to know that nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Jesus Christ himself. And do remember that Jesus said that many would come in my name and shall deceive many. The answer to their delusions is, take heed unto yourselves. Be smart, friends. Be wise. Be not deceived. We also see Madonna, you know, the material girl who seems to be willing to do anything to grab a little attention. Well, she was also recently dressed up like a witch with gold teeth. Pretty weird. Why all of these immoralities, my friends? It is as if someone is trying to push a message through these musicians, is it not? Does it not strike you that these debased individuals are promoting what the government is attempting to pass through new legislation? To say things are getting a little weird is to underestimate the capabilities of man's fallen nature. And what we see is them that are willing to fall down to the enemy of their souls, worship him, and that with a whore's forehead. Matthew 4:9. Friends, there's nothing new under the sun. These are the last stages to a civilization that is about ready to fall under major judgment. Read Leviticus 26 and Deuteronomy 28. As John Adams, the second president, rightly said, decadence follows luxury. And decadence defined means a show of low morals and a great love of pleasure, money, and or fame. So here's my point to all of this debasedness. Does it not strike you that they, the supposed musicians here, do that which is illegal and unlawful on stage only to promote the next agenda that this government attempts to pass as new legislation? For example, gun control measures, marijuana use, homosexual marriage, underage drinking, Satanism, evolution, fornication, and the such. I have to ask, who's doing the legislating? The musicians or the government? It is as if someone behind the scenes is pushing all of this, and I'm not being facetious, this is exactly what they are attempting to do. Push unlawful legislation on the people. Listen to what Bob Pittman, the co-founder of MTV, which has become one of the most profitable and influential television networks of all time, he stated, "The strongest appeal you can make is emotionally. If you can get their emotions going, you got them. At MTV, we don't shoot for the 14-year-olds. We own them."
A poor player.
What about recording artist Marilyn Manson? He said, "I don't know if anyone has really understood what we're trying to do here. To lure people in, he said, once we got them, we can give them our message." Or what of guitarist Tom Morello of Audioslave? He said on Rage TV, "We are able to seduce some people in by the music who then are exposed to a different political message." Or take a look at a neurologist, Dr. Richard Pellegrino, as he was quoted insane in January 23rd of 1999, take it from a brain guy. "In 25 years of working with the brain, I still can't affect a person's state of mind the way that one simple song can." So again, friends, I ask you, when Socrates said, "Let me write the music of a nation, I care not for who writes its laws, for I will control the people," was he right? Yes, he was. And that with the help of fools that help destroy civilizations. Okay, we got about 20 seconds to go, and in the process, we will just walk ourselves through this before we pick up the show. And again, we got about 10 seconds to go, and then we will pick up live. We play videos as an intro before the radio stations pick it up. So that's what we're waiting for right now. When the church and the world can jog comfortably along together, you can be sure something is wrong. The world is not compromised. Its spirit is exactly the same as it ever was. If Christians were equally as faithful to the Lord, separated from the world, and living so that their lives were a reproof to all ungodliness, the world would hate them as much as it ever did. It is the church that is compromised, not the world. Catherine Booth, founder of the Salvation Army. And husband to Catherine Booth, the founder of the Salvation Army, William Booth, he rightly stated that the chief danger that confronts the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without regeneration, politics without God, and heaven without hell. Friends, prophecy fulfilled.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker. Boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. I want to play something for you, and I want you to hear this. This is by a guy named Seamus Bruner. No joke. I don't mean that to be demeaning. It's just a very, you know, unique name to say the least. Seamus Bruner. And it's going back to one of those things that I highlighted concerning the fact that this was and is the federal and state governments working together. Here, let me give you a case in point. I was doing an interview last week in Florida, in studio, in Pensacola, with a really cool guy named Gene Valentino. He operates a grassroots organization, and he'd asked me some questions about what was going on in Minneapolis. And he was talking about ICE. He was talking about all this other stuff going on concerning the fraud. And I said, well, if this was really legitimate, Gene, concerning what was going on here by the said federal government, then why is it that they didn't target Tim Walz, the one responsible for the fraud? Over 1,000 eyewitnesses to his crime of overseeing the fraud, which is now reaching to a potential of $19 billion. I said, Keith Ellison, he was caught on a hot mic. I said, the list goes on. Flanagan's a part of this. They found her funneling money into these paid provocateurs. All of this is known. They got caught with the hand, the smoking gun in hand. I said, if it was really about justice and keeping the peace, then why didn't the federal government arrest every single one of them? You know, the other question is why haven't the state reps taken action to actually prosecute every one of them for their crimes? They should all be in jail right now awaiting their sentence. And he goes, that's the great question, isn't it? I said, well, it isn't, because if you look at something that I continuously pound upon concerning the drum of justice, I said, without justice, we lose our liberties. And I said, it says right above, you know, the Supreme Court, where Moses is holding the Ten Commandments, it says right below him, justice guards our liberty. I said, it's not about justice. What we're finding here, friends, is the federal government working with the state governments, because if it wasn't true, then why has nobody been arrested concerning those that have committed the crime and those that are responsible for the crime? You know, we get to see all day long people that tolerate this nonsense, this injustice. You know, we get to see all day, we get to see these organizations try to fleece the people saying, would you like to see Ilhan Omar removed from office? Well, here's the truth of the matter. She never had a right to be there. Same thing with Keith Ellison. He never had a right to be there. Tim Walz never had a right to be there. Why? Because of the crimes that they were responsible for up to the point where they took office, or at least where they sold to us that we voted them into the position that they're in now. Folks, just to go back, and go back and revert back to the information given to you by this pulpit for years. Folks, their fingerprints are all over this, and I'm talking about federal and state governments working together. You always know they're in cahoots with each other when you see no justice. What is the number one thing you hear from people in this country concerning the corruption that they see in their government? There's no justice. They never prosecute each other. And when you make suggestion that that's the answer, which it is, Isaiah 59, you know, it's interesting that people will try to say it's never going to happen. Well, it's never going to happen if you don't make it happen. Okay, so the point is we got to start thinking differently, because when the people say we've had enough of this, it's going to happen. Okay, and that's what needs to happen in this country. Just like what our forefathers did, they took the scruff of the tyrant across the pond, namely the British during that particular time, and they said, no more, we're throwing you off. And if you want to go ahead and test your steel, go ahead and test it. This isn't what we wanted, but we're going to defend ourselves, and God gave them the victory. And it's what needs to happen in this country as well. What I want to do is I want to play this short piece by Seamus, only to go back and prove the point, like every other single time, both the morning show and the afternoon show, we try to give you foreknowledge concerning what's up and coming, and nobody wants to listen to it until it happens. Well, that's the history of what happens over here. We tried to tell you, but nobody wanted to listen. They didn't want to believe that their government was capable of the crimes that they're guilty of committing. Let's go ahead and listen to this.
The testimony we just heard regarding pervasive fraud and state-administered federally funded benefit programs, as Senator Corin and Mr. Talkov described, what we are seeing in Minnesota is not isolated misconduct. It is systemic fraud enabled by weak oversight, fragmented authority, and a benefits architecture that allows large sums of taxpayer assistance to be distributed
with
minimal
verification. In other words, it's all pre-planned.
And little consequence for abuse.
And no consequence.
What's important for the committee to understand is that the nonprofit and NGO systems operating around these benefit programs do not exist in isolation. They are part of a broader ecosystem that links migration, government benefits, political mobilization, and, when challenged, organized disruption.
Paid provocateurs.
Put simply, these anti-ICE disruptions are not isolated protest activity, but part of a larger interconnected system involving migration, government benefits, and political mobilization. At the front end...
Okay, so again, let's go back to this and revert back to what they said. Out of chaos, who creates the chaos? Do we bring in a new world order? They bring in a new order. So what he's saying here, friends, this isn't an isolated case. This isn't happening by chance. These said disruptors are organized. They're paid provocateurs. What do we see? We see the federal government right on cue playing the part using ICE. Then to sit back and allow what happened to take place using the illegals that the said governor and his administration are treasonously guilty of. They allure them into the country, and then they use them as an excuse to create domestic insurrection, only to use those paid provocateurs as a battering ram to upend who we are. Why no prosecutions? Because they're in it together. Just like Seamus Bruner said, this isn't isolated. This is organized. Organized by who? Those that profited from this. What's going on in the state of Minnesota? You have Tim Walz, treasonous Tim Walz, busted for treason time and time again, yet he still remains. Creates a flag that looks like Somalia, the Somalian flag. By the way, there's 9 of them going up across the United States of America. Why? Because as Bradley told you, by the leading of the Holy Ghost, Romans 8:14, you're being sold out to your enemies, and that's all you have to do is look at Deuteronomy 28, verse 43. See, the bad guys don't even know what they're doing, friends, but this is pre-planned. They think that they're having their way right now by basically regionizing, or actually bringing regional sections and selling them off to those that they're alluring into this country, because what stands in the way of the new world order, friends, don't ask me. J.D. Vance is talking about it all day long now, friends. It's the people of this country that are Christians and patriots and conservatives that impede the way of their new world order. So who's the problem? We are. What do I say to that? Amen. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you're already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, I'm Trace Banks, a certified integrative health coach in Charlotte, North Carolina. In my work with clients and physicians' patients, I'm often asked profound questions about God's Word. People want to know where they can find deeper biblical teaching, truth, beyond what they're hearing in their own churches. I point them to Bradley Dean's ministry, the Sons of Liberty Radio.com show, where he challenges listeners to remain firmly rooted in God's Word while boldly standing for liberty and justice within our government. Monday through Saturday at 2 Central Time for Uncompromising Truth That Motivates Action.
BBSRadio.com.
Hey everybody, Alex Newman here, award-winning international journalist with Liberty Sentinel Media. We broke some of the critical stories exposing the COVID hoax, the lies about the injections, and so much more way before it was cool. We exposed the UN, the climate hoax, the U.S. government, and so much more, all from a biblical perspective, with the goal of bringing you all the information you need to keep your family and yourself happy, healthy, and free. Check us out at libertysentinel.org and subscribe for free at libertysentinel.org/subscribe.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Governments, like clocks, go from the motion men give them. Wherefore, governments rather depend upon men than men upon government. Let men be good, and the government cannot be bad. But if men be bad, the government will never be good. William Penn. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 281-845-4704. Again, 281-845-4704. If you want to check us out on social media platforms, please do. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, who we are, what it is that we've been doing for the last 30 years. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, media resource, everything you need to see, including the store over there. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, subscribe to that page and or go over to BeforeIt'sNews.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com as well. One more time, 281-845-4704. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. Now, I wanted to show this to you outside of Seamus Bruner, proving the point that we tried to share with you prior to this. When you see no justice or no one being brought, friends, to or being indicted and brought to the charges that they're guilty of committing in government, and that's one of the things that's MIA, what we see a lot of is when they're out of office, then they're dealt with, but not while they're in office because they're still playing as the clowns, the bad actors that they are in the circus of politics. Read Ephesians 4:14. This is who they are. But with that, I just highlighted Seamus Bruner talking about this is not just by chance taking place in Minneapolis. It was all coordinated. And it's interesting because when the federal government came in, they didn't go for those that were responsible for creating the domestic insurrection. No, what they did is they claimed those that perpetrated the crimes. They then claimed that they were protecting the people that were out in the streets, only to find out that they were paid provocateurs, just like we told you. And, but, well, how would you know, Bradley? Because I've had him do it to me several times. It's all bought and paid for. The media is there. It's just like what William Randolph Hearst said, you furnish the pitchers, I'll furnish the war. And that's exactly how it goes. And the American people gobble it all up. And yet again, for the millionth time, they say they don't believe the media. But they really do. Isn't it interesting that the mayors, and by the way, I had a video out talking about the mayors that were responsible for alluring treasonously these illegals into what they called sanctuary cities. Friends, can I ask you something? And can I just say this point blank, and I'm not being insincere about it, but how do you commit the act of treason and then sell to the people in your prospective cities that you have a sanctuary city? And they put it under the guise of compassion by committing the act of treason. And how is it that the people can't figure that out? Sanctuary city? Folks, are you kidding me? That what that is, friends, that's the fruit of treason. That's what that is. But again, I've been telling people about this for 10 years. Nobody wanted to listen to it until they started to see the Muslim mosques going up, which are being used as mercenaries by the Zionists as the broom for Israel, modern day Israel. That's exactly what's going on. Now, I'm telling you that for the very purpose that I told you this isn't about the illegals, because if you go back to September 11th and you see what took place right after September 11th, by the way, the act of tyranny, they call it the Patriot Act, that was up on the shelf and they were waiting to implement it until they could bring another crisis so they could create a new world order out of that. Now, let me say it this way. No foreign government has profited more from September 11th than yours. Also consider the agencies that have been created that are unconstitutional, such as the Department of Homeland Security, who was busted time and time again in air-conditioned buses using the DHS buses, Department of Homeland Security. Notice the name, and they're doing the opposite, Isaiah 5:20. They were alluring, not only alluring, but they were busing illegals into the United States. Also, I have a friend that's in Arizona who is the sheriff. They call him America's Sheriff. He had called me one time and told me that they're out to get us, aren't they? He had found that the illegals were actually given direction by said representatives on little phone apps as to where they would be picked up and where they would be dropped off in the United States of America during all of this treason that was committed against the American people. Their said representatives were giving them cards of incentive up to $5,000 to $10,000, giving them telephones, giving them your money. They call it welfare, giving them your money so they could commit the act of fraud, and so that they could put them in a better position of leverage to go ahead and dominate and conquer this country. That was all done by your said representatives. And until you start coming to the realization that that's what it's about, nothing's going to change. You've got to be out of your mind to think otherwise. Again, look at the tree that has apples on it. If I look at the tree and I say, what sort of fruit are on those branches? And you say to me, apples. And I look at you and say, no, those aren't apples. Bradley, those are apples. Look at the seed I planted. They're apple seeds. And I sit there and I say, no, those aren't apples. Those are peaches. Those are oranges. You look at me and you'd say, out of your mind. But flip that scenario, because that's exactly how the people are responding to the truth of the matter. They don't want to believe it. Because if they believe it, then they got to act upon what the truth demands. And that's a response. And that's not what they want. But I told you it wasn't going to stop there. And when you look at Deuteronomy 28, verse 43, it says, they will be made the head and you will be made the tail. Why? Because if you look at 63, hey, folks, listen to me. Regardless if you say that you believe the word of God or not, if you don't want to listen to them in the blessings and what you now have, you're going to believe them in the curses. And that's where it's going right now. It's shifting in a big way. What am I talking about? I told you that the illegals were going to be used as an example. They're just going to be used for the very excuse to go after patriots. And now go back to Department of Homeland Security, who defined 72 times over what a domestic terrorist is and what they are. And what do they define? Do they define Muslims? Do they define communists? Do they define those that mean to conquer this country? Do those that mean to, did it address any of those that are committing crimes against we the people? Nope. It addressed the American people. It addressed Christians. It addressed patriots. It addressed anybody that agreed with who we are in maintaining the laws that we have today. But again, you don't want to listen to that. Look at Deuteronomy 28:63, because he says, as I rejoiced over you to do you good, I'll also rejoice over you to do you evil. You better understand the character of God, friends. The wrath of God abides upon the children of disobedience. If you're not in Christ, that's what's upon you, okay? But now take that not only to a personal issue, but a national one, because you're going to pay for not only your personal sins, but national sins are also going to prevail, and the people as a whole are going to have to deal with them one way or another. And the way that we appease a just and a holy God, rightfully so, is when we do what he tells us to do. And he said to amend your ways. He said, mend your ways. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Right the wrongs, people, because that is the fruit of repentance. 2 Corinthians 7:10 and 11. Okay, so this is what I wanted to highlight. Look at this, friends. Social media platforms, affiliates. Did you know that ICE... Again, they're out there uprooting all these illegals. Nonsense. They're giving these numbers out that they've arrested millions of illegals. Nonsense. They brought them in, people, for the very purpose of what they're doing. Not only did they allure them in, but they committed the act of treason and fraud against the people, both with the federal and the state governments, to implement exactly what it is that they're trying to reinforce right now. Let me ask you a question. Has anybody been arrested that's guilty of fraud in Minneapolis? Not a person. They've thrown a couple people under the buses, which just happened to be Muslims. They were a part of the plan. They were used by the people that are still free to go ahead and attack America again and again and again and again. And guess what they're doing today, friends? Because Tim Walz has not been lawfully dealt with and brought to what? Justice? Because he's not been impeached and prosecuted for his crimes, he's now trying to create executive orders to disarm the people in the state of Minnesota, just like common sense, when it makes entrance, tells every one of us as to what's going to happen. Either you deal with the injustice, or those that continue on in their injustice will do it again and again and again. ICE now has plans to create 92,600 total detention beds in a $38.3 billion expansion. Now, are you going to tell me, Americans, that that's aimed at the illegals? No, because what's happening is what you're seeing through the politicians hand in glove with the corrupt CIA-controlled Mockingbird media. What are they doing? You have mayors and governors all over the United States that are defending their act of treason against the people that they've committed the act against. Why? Because the people still think that this is some sort of game. Some sort of game. Here, can I highlight something here really, really quick for you? And then I'm going to show you some more things on the other side of this. But I wanted you to see this because I told you this was coming to America as well. What we have is we have a Muslim that's come into the United States of America. He has sexually assaulted 30 times over 30 women. Despite repeatedly violating his probation with positive drug tests and threatening behavior, Hassan remained free. So guess what he did, friends? Last week when he got out of jail, the last person he assailed, he took a knife and he went back to her and he raped her again. And he raped her again. So can we sit back and laugh about that? Is that funny? Is that what I told you was coming to this country? And it's here now, people. It's here now.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
It's Emmy-winning investigative journalist, nationally published author, and radio host Shad Olson to tell you what I think about my friend and compatriot, Bradley Dean. In the era of the podcast, big talkers are a dime a dozen, or maybe even cheaper than that. Bradley Dean is a patriot who not just talks the talk, but he walks the walk each and every day.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed, real printed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste time with nonsense. We have some of the best red pill writers in the country, including Bradley Dean, and we tell you the truth you need to know. It's unlike anything you've seen before. Email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you're already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Mary Queen Scots said of that of the prophet John Knox in Scotland, the trumpet blast, that she feared his prayers more than all of the armies of Europe. John Knox said of himself, considering myself called of my God to instruct the ignorant, comfort the sorrowful, confirm the weak, and rebuke the proud, by tongue and lively voice in these corrupt days, rather than to compose books for the age to come, seeing that so much is written and yet so little well observed, I decree to contain myself within the bounds of that vocation whereunto I found myself especially called. What is the purpose of magistrates, our said representatives, in the halls of government? 1 Peter 2:14 tells us, or unto governors as unto them that are sent by him, the Lord, for the punishment of evildoers and for the praise of them that do well. Our Constitution was made only for a moral and a religious people, Christian. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. Human passions unbridled by morality and religion, Christianity, would break the strongest cords of our Constitution as a whale goes through a net. The second President of the United States of America, Mr. John Adams. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 281-845-4704. My goodness. Yeah, folks, you guys do realize that the mainstream media has claimed 92% of the narrative. And I am telling you what, friends, we are seeing it and we are feeling it over here. They are noosing anybody, and they are silencing any of their political opposition. And Americans, you better wake up to it, because when that goes, and they claim they have 92% of it, which is probably an exaggeration. But the point is when your freedom of speech goes, remember what Washington said, you'll be led as sheep to the slaughter. And folks, if they're right, you're real close. They are silencing anybody that speaks out against them and their crimes. Here, let me show you something really quick. I was just highlighting the fact here in Minnesota, and I told you this was coming. But what we're seeing here, friends, is we have a Muslim here named Abdrahim Ahmed Hassan. He has repeatedly sexually assaulted women in the state of Minnesota over 30 times. 30 times. And this is the statistics I gave you concerning what the history of these people are in other countries. There's a small percentage of them that are responsible for the majority of sexual assault. Just that one alone. And I'm just talking about that one in particular here. But what's interesting is the judges decided it was their job to just go ahead and be soft on this sexual predator. And so they let him out 30 times. And the 31st time that he was released, guess what he did? Is he took a knife and he went back to the last woman he sexually assaulted, and he did it again. And for some of you people that you can't see this visual here on sonsoflibertymedia.com and or beforeitsnews.com, he's got a huge smile on his face. I don't know if you know this or not, people, but these people, again, are being used as the broom for modern-day Israel to commit the crimes against you that they are. That broom happens to be in the hand of the Lord, who is a judge. And again, he's sovereign in all things. He's sovereign in the blessings. He's sovereign in the curses. He's sovereign over all of the good, bad, the ugly, and the indifferent. He is in control of all things. But folks, this isn't happening by chance, because I told you that they're trying to Europeanize America. You know, it's interesting, Americans, that these people here now committing crimes against your women, it's interesting that they were basically deported by force by the millions of people in their prospective countries all over the world. America's wide open with their arms, allowing their politicians to commit the crimes that they're committing against you. People don't realize that they're being installed to commit the crimes that they are. They're playing the Judas to the American people. Luke 22:48. Why? Because the people have played the Judas to the Lord. Let me show you this really quick. The Geller Report highlighted Virginia. Again, I'm not going to go on this two-party system, this uniparty system, but the Virginia Democrats moved to slash mandatory prison time for rape, manslaughter, and child porn crimes. No, but I want you to notice something, friends. You see this, how this headline goes as follows, that the Democrats, wait a second. The Democrats are only doing what the Republicans are allowing them to do. So who prevails? Both sides do. Who loses? We do. This is what the Lord is saying. We need to get hold of, by the scruff of the neck, our said representatives, and take this government back. We don't need a new form or new system of government. We need the right people in office. And I suggest that we get a bunch of veterans. That's what I suggest. Godly veterans to take office, because what we're seeing right now, on top of what I just showed you, friends, is we see our said politicians, they're out there warmongering. Did you know that? I just thought I'd share that with you. I see those calls. Just hold up with me, people. Here, I want to show you what this little sodomite, Lindsey Graham, he's probably one of the greasiest. He slithers, literally, like a little snake Judas that he is. Treasonous Judas that he is. I'm not bolstering that, friends. If you guys know anything about this guy, he is a complete traitor to this country as a whole. He is the definition of a useful idiot in the hands of those that mean to continuously create war. Now, I'm going to highlight something in a moment here. I do want to go back, if you don't mind, just let me pause for a moment, because I got to get some more information in there. People, you do realize that if judges, going back to the last topic I was talking about with these said Virginians that want to be light on crime, in other words, advocate for the crime, encourage the crime by being soft on their crime and showing them no consequence, working for the lawless one, you need to understand that the judges can be removed as well. If they don't sit during good behavior, Article 3, Section 1, hey, folks, just like the president, just like in the legislative branch, just like in the judicial branch, friends, it doesn't, in the executive branch, they can all be removed. If they violate Article 6, Section 2, and they don't do their job, Article 2, Section 3. There is absolutely no reason why these judges are still in place. These judges are aiding and abetting the politicians to advocate for the lawlessness that they're responsible for advocating for. It's not a joke. The judges need to be dealt with. I've seen it before, friends, where the people stand up and they say they're done. The judge can sit up there on their high horse all day long, but when they're not discovering God's law, common law in this country, look at your state statutes, they're supposed to discover and apply the law. When they don't do that, you are to impeach the judges. I remember seeing this in Iowa some time ago, where there was two judges that wanted to keep playing games with the people that were playing activists from the bench. The people stood up and they removed both of them. I'm here to tell you, people, the power lies within the people under God to do the right thing. You every time the American people stand up and right the wrongs, they win. How many people I see online right now giving voice to the enemy, not understanding that life and death are in the power of the tongue. They give their voice over to the enemy all day. Hey, listen, folks, if the whole world's going to hell in a handbasket and it stands against me, that grace within me and that anointing within me sees the victory. And if you don't have that, you better ask where it's at. Then you don't have Christ, who is our hope, regardless of what scenario we're in. But folks, the power is in your hands to right the wrongs. I want you to check this little traitor out, going back to the point now, with Lindsey Graham. And I want you to listen to what he says, because he goes over to, do you know that he goes, he's a Zionist, Rothschild's Israel, it's Palestinians' land, friends, not modern day Israel, the way they want you to believe. You need to understand that your said representatives outside of Thomas Massie are all allied to modern day Israel. And what they're doing, and you're going to hear him say this right now, he's over in Israel every 2 weeks. That's not a joke. Every 2 weeks, this snake is over in Israel, and they're planning wars. Did I say it? Nope. Listen carefully.
Because if you're not one step ahead of the enemy, you suffer. The most clever, creative military forces on the planet are here in Israel.
U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham brazenly admitted in Tel Aviv that wars of the future are being planned here in Israel, and praised the IDF for having the most clever and creative military forces on the planet. This shameless declaration exposes Graham as an Israel-first traitor who openly subordinates American interests to a foreign power that is notorious for committing war crimes and devastating Gaza, where 2 million civilians have endured relentless destruction, starvation, and death. These comments aren't mere flattery. They're a grotesque endorsement of endless Middle Eastern entanglements that drain U.S. blood and treasure, while whitewashing Israel's military tactics that have been internationally condemned as disproportionate and criminal. His eagerness to pivot from aid checks to joint future warfare planning reeks of blind loyalty to a regime whose creativity has leveled entire neighborhoods and sparked global outrage, ditching any pretense of America first.
The wars of...
So they're over in Israel, folks, creating wars. Remember how I told you the Muslims are the broom to sweep away the opposition for modern-day Israel? He just told you. Guess who fights their wars for them, friends? They call them Christian wars. Guess who? And I'm talking about those that claim to be what they're not. They hate Goyim. That's me and you. They're Zionist, and they say that they're called, they call them Christian wars. They use the blood of your children to fight their unconstitutional wars. He just got done telling you they're pre-planning wars. We've been telling you that since September 11th. We played the video 15 times with General Wesley Clark saying they didn't know who to attack. And what they do is they use our military to attack other countries. And what they do is they cast into our minds that we have to deal with them. But you'll notice it's never them. Of modern day Israel, it's never their children. It's never your politicians or their children that fight the wars. Friends, let me tell you this, and I'm going to hold to it until I die. And I mean what I say. If they want war, let them be the first to go. And folks, I suggest worldwide we start to put our thinking caps on and take these snaky politicians that talk much of war because they know nothing of it. The only people that understand war, people, are the dead. And those that have suffered through it and paying the ultimate price and giving us what we have to do with it now concerning that sacrifice and living for what they died for. 2 Corinthians 5:15. But if they want war and you want to end that war, send them and hold to it. Listen to me, people. Send them. There is no honor in their wars. They're using the blood of our boys, Amos 4, for their purposes. You have over 737 military bases, forgive me, worldwide, coming from your country. They're trying to dominate the world by using our military to dominate for the cause of the Zionists. That's what's going on here, people. I didn't say it. Lindsey Graham said it. I see those phone calls. I'll take one more. The number's 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. Again, we'll be right back. We'll take those phone calls.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio. Martin Luther King Jr. rightly stated that I must admit, America, that I was initially disappointed in being so categorized as an extremist. But as I continued to think about the matter, I gradually gained a bit of satisfaction from being an extremist. Was not Abraham Lincoln an extremist? This nation cannot survive half slave and half free. Was not Thomas Jefferson an extremist? We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. So the question is not whether we will be extremists, but what kind of an extremist we will be. We will be extremists for the preservation of injustice, or will we be extremists for the cause of justice? He goes on and says, history will record that the greatest tragedy of this period of social transition was not the strident clamor of the bad people, but the appalling silence of the good people.
That's right.
James Madison, the father of our Constitution, said, do not separate text from historical background. If you do, you will have perverted and subverted the Constitution, which can only end in a distorted, bastardized form of illegitimate government. He also stated that the future and success of America is not in this Constitution, but in the laws of God upon which this Constitution is founded. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. We'll get to what we can get to, but callers first. I'm going to go ahead and take our friend Margie, calling from the state of Minnesota, who has been on there for the last 16 minutes. Thank you for your patience. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, Margie. What say you, my friend?
Well, Bradley, I wanted to let you know there's a March for Justice on March 15th. And the title of it, the United States of America, Taking Back Our Sovereignty. And we're going to hold these, they call them leaders, which, you know, we disagree with, for treason. It's up to the people now.
It is.
The left and the right unite. And I remember at Brainerd when you had those representatives there, and I stood up and I said, what would a protest of, say, 100,000 people do in Minnesota? Would it open their eyes? And they both said, absolutely.
Yeah.
Is that like, what, of a tenth of the people we have in the state of Minnesota, 100,000?
Not even that. You got a 5.9 million people, 5.9 million people in the state. And again, let's keep this national because this applies all over the country. But absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, and I hope, you know, that No King protest, I mean, they got quite a few, so I'm hoping. And then do you think it would be worth a call to one of those representatives that were at Brainerd to ask them to get involved and to arrange speakers and to show.
No, because I think, Margie, you can have them a part of it. And by the way, let me go back to this event that we had in Brainerd a couple months back, and Margie was there, and she made an awesome cake for me, by the way, with the logo on there. It was fantastic. But it was interesting. Margie, go ahead and describe to the people. You had 150 people in the room. Describe to the people how they were talking to those politicians. They were educated people, and they were a people that had
very educated.
Yep. So can you kind of convey to the people with that group of 150 people just in Brainerd, how are they talking to those said representatives that were, for the most part, doing nothing about the issues?
Angry and frustrated.
Yes.
And it had.
They did. Now, just imagine when everybody says the same thing, and they mean it. Because those people that were at that event that day, they were at the point of going and drawing the line and saying, we're done, we're defying all of your unconstitutional orders, and that's what needs to happen. That is what our forefathers gave to us as their slogan, resistance to tyranny is obedience to God. They don't have a right to do the wrong thing, and yet somehow or another, people in this country think that they have to submit to unlawful edicts. Nonsense, just the exact opposite.
Yeah. You know, and there was such a good device of people. There were farmers, there were bartenders, there was one black man that showed up. There was a man that was really, he was a landlord and owned several rental properties, and he was at his wit end.
Amen.
And he almost brought me to tears for what he's been through.
Amen. Amen. Well, you know what? The bottom line, Margie, and I believe this is your point, is we can do this. But people have to come together under God, under who we are, not what it is that they want us to be, and draw the line and hold them accountable. Not to just have a protest, but to hold them accountable for their crimes that they've committed against us. Because again, as I've said before, until we send that message that we're not putting up with this and there's consequences to your crimes, the people are only, if they're going to undo themselves by allowing them to continuously act in such a lawless fashion, you're only aiding and abetting the enemy, and you're adding strength to those tyrants to continuously do the things that they're doing to us. I'll give you the last word, Margie.
Bradley, would you speak at such a protest like that? And you could share how we're under judgment and get the people there to repent and understand why, because so many of them are just so misled, Bradley.
Yeah, absolutely, and I've done it, I can't tell you how many times. And by the way, we got some more information coming up, Margie. We're going to be doing a couple events next month with Ron Bransner in two different parts of the state of Minnesota, and we're expecting a lot of people to come, and we'll be back in Brainerd as well. But I'll give you more information on that when we get to that point. We got John calling in from the southernmost part of the United States. And John, by the way, just for all of those that know who John is, I believe he lives in Florida. John didn't come and see me in Florida. I flew 2,000 miles and John didn't come see me. No condemnation to you, my friend.
I was praying for you all last week like I do every other week.
Okay, I appreciate that, guy. I was kind of looking forward to seeing you. I was kind of keeping an eye open for you. But aside of that, it's all yours.
Hey, we'll have this discussion in 1,000 years.
Amen.
As far as Margie, just tell her to question those people about the state's private corporate charters and their bylaws, and that will get them to have to answer the right questions. But I called in about, you were talking earlier about the terrorisms, right? But the thing, I have a few old books packed away and I didn't drag them out, but I thought that one of the original meanings of the word terrorism is government by force.
Yep.
And then the Latin, which is government, is a compound word. In Latin, guber means to control, and then mente means mind. So it would be mind control by force.
Yeah, well, that's what they're doing.
Terrorism is actually mind control by force, and that's what they're doing to all of these people that so love where we live.
Yeah.
You know?
Oxford English Dictionary, the original definition for terrorism was government by intimidation. And
thank you very much.
Yeah,
yes,
that's what it is. Yep. Cool.
Yeah. That's awesome, Bradley. And just tell, you know, Margie to ask them the right questions, and then they won't give you the wrong answers.
Amen. Exactly.
All
that's
right, brother.
Yeah, that was Edmund Burke. Get him asking the wrong questions, then you don't have to worry about giving him the right answers. You notice how it's always laid on the people? Like, the burden of proof is laid on the people when the politicians do what they're not supposed to be doing. They keep laying it on the people. And then they don't give them an opportunity to confront those that are advocating that which is unconstitutional. I'm here to tell you, and so is our friend John, that the burden of proof is on them, friends, not on you. And again, that's purposed. That's a tactic. And what they want to do is they want to burden you, and they want to continuously oppress you, and they want to put fear on you. Remember what James Madison said, finishing this point with our friend John. If tyranny or oppression ever come into America, he said this over 250 years ago, the father of our Constitution, he said, if tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. Do you see that played out, friends? How prophetic was that? 24 years later, we're seeing Muslims occupy office in an attempt to overthrow we the people. Who's using the Muslims as a broom to sweep away their opposition? Wake up, people. We got Henry calling from Arkansas. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, my friend. You got 2 minutes. It's all yours.
Hey, bud. You pretty much said it all, partner.
Amen. Glad to be a part of it, Henry. Yeah.
Yes, sir. I tell you what, you are. We post your stuff everywhere, buddy.
Let me say this while I have you on the phone, because we
all the way we can get it out, everybody blocks us.
Yeah, of course. Well, that's what they do, right? And all that's illegal. And I'm just I'm still waiting for that door to open, because I'll be the first one to go through it. I am dealing with a friend of mine that's been in the courts for years. It's the judges that are the problem, that are blocking and protecting these big tech companies from their crimes committed against the American people. That is what we have to get back first and foremost. And they all have to be held accountable for their illegal censorship of the First Amendment, because without it, we're done. But with that, I do want to say this. We got some high schools coming up here shortly, and then we got some more events coming up the month after that. Henry, I would love to do an event out in Arkansas. I know we got some friends out there. We just got back from in Arkansas last year, and we would love to come back again. So I do want to kind of put that fleece out there to everybody, that folks, if you'd like to book us, now is the time to do it. We just got back from Florida. We were busy there. It wasn't a vacation. It was work. It was a good place to work. Better than Minnesota, but the point is what it is. If you want to book us, now's the time to do that. That number's 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. And again, folks, we'll do our best to stay within that three-month video or window. If you have somewhere maybe within that three-month video, check out our schedule. If you're close or in a remote area where we could actually do an event while we were in your general vicinity, we will do our best to make that happen again. Go ahead, check out our schedule. Again, 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Let me remind everybody, too, about sonsoflibertymedia.com. I don't do this on the radio very much, but please take the time to go over and check out sonsoflibertymedia.com. Check out our store, friends. All of this is per your request. We have T-shirts that are great conversational starters. Just finished a brand new book called Face Off. It's about the prophetic. The Bible's clear when it says, believe the prophets and you shall be established. We also have other books where they put three-pack book bundles together for you concerning the last three that I wrote just last year. So that was four last year. And then we also got music on there as well. If you join us at church, you understand that, because you get to hear it every Sunday. We have church on Sundays, 9 a.m. Central Standard Time. But with that said, friends, check out sonsoflibertymedia.com and also consider becoming a son or a daughter of liberty today.